Hi there. I'm Mary Hartman, Director of Education at Bard on the Beach, and this is The Dark Lady in a Nutshell. Before I begin, I'd like to invite you to learn more about the location of our Shakespeare Festival. It's been called Snock for more than 1,000 years by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. You can learn more on our website, in your house program, or near the entrance to our festival site. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of the In a Nutshell Talks, Global BC. One of the central limitations in Shakespeare scholarship is just how little is known about Shakespeare's life. The documentary evidence that exists, mostly in tax rolls, financial transactions, and legal documents, tells us almost nothing about the type of person Shakespeare was. Because of how deeply people love Shakespeare's plays, there is an almost insatiable desire to fill in the blanks. On the one hand, many people imagine Shakespeare as a sort of secular saint, a lone genius writing with a quill by candlelight and behaving only in the most admirable ways. Perhaps in response to this bardolatry, others have challenged not just this idea of Shakespeare, but the very fact of Shakespeare's authorship. For them, William Shakespeare was an illiterate boor who was a front for the true author, a noble soul who, for whatever reason, was unable to take credit for this extraordinary body of work. Happily, there is a fruitful middle ground, both in scholarship and in art, one that considers Shakespeare as a working artist in a collaborative field, immersed in a vibrant, diverse society at a time of political uncertainty. This Shakespeare was driven by both aesthetic and commercial impulses, open to the ideas and influences of the people around him, and imperfect, both as an artist and as a human being. This is the sort of Shakespeare we get to meet in The Dark Lady. And even better, we're introduced to a character who is this Shakespeare's equal, the multilingual, multiracial poet, musician, and proto-feminist, Emilia Bassano. The play begins with a dance, and we can imagine the two characters on a crowded dance floor. While they dance with other people, they keep seeing one another, and they're clearly intrigued. They come together, and their flirtation is full of invitation, but also challenge. Will Shakespeare has admired Emilia Bassano's performance as a musician. And while Emilia compliments Will's talents as a writer, she has some things to say about the ending of his new play, The Two Gentlemen of Verona. Those of you who are familiar with that play, or have seen our production of it this season, will know that the young men of the title behave appallingly towards the young women at the end of the play. And yet, the women have almost nothing to say about it. At the beginning of The Dark Lady, we learn that Emilia is also a writer, and she has some thoughts about how Will should write his female characters. Emilia even has a proposition for him. Because she's the mistress of the powerful Lord Chamberlain, she can encourage him to become the patron of Will's acting company. In exchange, she asks Will to write a woman who fights for what she wants. As we watch their relationship strengthen and deepen, it's clear that William Shakespeare has met his creative and intellectual match in this brilliant, courageous, and passionate woman. Emilia Bassano came from a family of renowned court musicians brought to England from Italy by Henry VIII. The family may have been secretly Jewish, and their ancestors may have come from North Africa. Emilia's father and uncles played music in royal palaces and big houses, so she would have grown up in both artistic and courtly environments. Her father died when she was 7, and she went to live in the home of Susan Bertie, Countess of Kent. Here, Emilia received a thorough humanist education, because the Countess believed that girls should receive the same education as boys. At the age of 18, Amelia became the official mistress of Henry Carey, 1st Baron Hunsdon, who was a first cousin of Queen Elizabeth and also the Lord Chamberlain. He was a really powerful man, one who could keep a mistress 45 years his junior in great pomp. However, she became pregnant after about 5 years, and that changed everything. It's been a popular game for centuries to try to identify the characters in Shakespeare's sonnets with people the poet may have encountered in his life. A few historical figures have been cast in the popular imagination as the fair youth, the dark lady, and the rival poet. In truth, the idea that these 154 poems tell a coherent story, let alone the story of Shakespeare's own love life, is highly contentious among scholars. The bad news is we will likely never have any evidence to illuminate the connection between Shakespeare's life and the sonnets. The good news is this lack of certainty provides wonderful opportunities for today's writers to create stories about Shakespeare and the people around him that are engaging, compelling, and moving. This is exactly what playwright Jessica B. Hill has done with the play you're about to enjoy. The Dark Lady plays in the Douglas Campbell Theater until September 19th, 2025. We hope you'll see all four of the plays in our season. You can find details at bardonthebeach.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time at Bard on the Beach.